This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Traveling from Dallas to Houston? High-speed rail can make that trip a whole lot faster, in about 90 minutes. Texas Central is working to bring the country's first bullet train to Texas, but some rural landowners have expressed concerns. Company officials say construction could start late next year, and it could open in 2025. CEO Carlos Aguilar recently talked about his company's plans with Lee Cullum, host of the KERA TV program, CEO.
Texas is the future of the U.S. because the growth is here today. And if we don't address all these congestion issues that come with growth, we will not be able to deliver that promise. And this project really brings a contribution to that solution. That's how we see it. It is really first of a kind in the United States, something that will develop other opportunities for these kinds of projects around the country.
What will the fare be? What's the one-way fare from Dallas to Houston?
It will be what we call dynamic pricing. So they'll have fares for different types of needs. Business travelers will have a certain fare. It'll be less than air. That's really where we are trying to position it. But of course, there'll be fares for families and students and everybody else.
But as it happens, I think you had a study done by LEK, which found there are 14 million trips between Dallas and Houston in a year, or there were at that time. About 1 million are by air.
That's right.
Easily 90% by car.
Yeah.
So that's where you're looking.
It is absolutely correct that Southwest has delivered on its promise to serve the market. But as you well say, that's only a very small fraction of the number of people that travel between the two cities. So convincing Texans to go from their cars to the train or to air is what we will have to end up doing.
What about the landowners themselves? I mean, some of them are sincerely concerned. They say their family has owned this property for generations.
Of course. Yeah.
What do you say to them? How do you negotiate with them?
It's a choice, of course, and it's something that we therefore negotiate family by family and landowner by landowner. And you have to be sincere, and we have to get to lessen the impacts as best we can. And we've done that with many, many, many landowners along the line. And that means moving the alignment a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, depending on what it is that we can do.
Well, there has been opposition, of course. You've had public meetings this year. I think the first half of the year you gave over to public meetings. And there's great agitation. You don't need me to tell you that. Also, eminent domain. That seems to be the question. Do you have the right of eminent domain?
Yes, we do. But in terms of using it, we'll be very careful. Any project of this magnitude has impacts. We know that. Every project that I've worked on in my life has implications that we have to manage very carefully to ensure that stakeholders are listened to, and that we actually go and have conversations with landowners, for example. And by the way, we're having them. And the result of that is getting to agreement for them. And we have many, many options already signed with landowners along the route. So I think that as people understand the benefits that the project brings, and not only to the cities. For example, this is high-speed rail, and as such, 6 hours of the day are maintenance work all along the corridor. So we're going to have people working all along the whole alignment between Dallas and Houston, working on the line every night. So that's jobs.
Well, the Federal Railway Administration has settled on a route, I think.
Yes.
It's mainly along a utility alignment, isn't it? Encore uses that easement.
That was one of the reasons why that was chosen by the FRA. It's called the utility corridor. And 52% of the alignment is alongside existing infrastructure. That was the reason why it was chosen, and that's why, it's been supported throughout the permit process.